This is Health Matters, taking a look at salt, why we need it, and how much is too much.
Sodium is the primary element we get from salt, and our body needs sodium. Sodium is needed to conduct nerve impulses, contract and relax muscles, and maintain the proper balance of water and minerals.
Balance is a key when it comes to the dangers of salt. When the balance of water and minerals is off, systems start to break down. Too much sodium in the diet, day in and day out, leads to high blood pressure, heart disease and stroke, even asthma and stomach cancer.
Too much salt also contributes to osteoporosis, a condition that is a good example of what can happen when a daily overload of salt upsets the body's balance of water and minerals. The loss of calcium through urination increases with the amount of salt you eat. If calcium is in short supply in the blood, it leaches out of the bones. When the bone loses too much calcium, they become porous and weak, the condition known as osteoporosis. Studies show that reducing salt intake restores a positive calcium balance.
And that highlights the basic problem with too much salt in the diet. For most people, the kidneys have a hard time keeping up with excess sodium in the bloodstream. As a result, sodium accumulates in the blood. The body reacts to this by holding on to water to dilute the sodium. Excess fluid is held in surrounding cells, and the volume of blood in the bloodstream increases.
And like the rising waters, Mickey Mouse battles in The Sorcerer's Apprentice, the body does battle with increasing fluid. The greater the blood volume, the harder the heart and blood vessels have to work. The overworked blood vessels get stiff like overworked muscles do, and that's what leads to high blood pressure, heart attack, and stroke.
As you may know, high blood pressure is a leading cause of cardiovascular disease. It accounts for 2/3 of all strokes and half of heart disease. So the question is, how much salt is okay and how much is too much? The official word from the federal government is we should be ingesting no more than a teaspoon a day.
But the American Heart Association recommends no more than 2/3 of a teaspoon a day. The biggest difficulty in controlling your salt intake is simply that most foods are salted for you. Packaged and processed foods are, of course. We're talking chips, salted nuts, packaged soups, canned soups, sauces, breads, meat jerky, cereals, and ready-made meals.
If you make a habit of checking labels on the processed food you buy, you can estimate how much salt you're getting in a serving. But that's a nuisance, really. The amount is given in micrograms, so you would have to translate that into teaspoons or portions of teaspoons. A much easier approach is to limit your reliance on packaged foods and rely more on fresh food that you prepare yourself.
There's another simple key to maintaining the salt balance in your body, potassium, which brings us back to the issue of maintaining the right balance between water and minerals in the body. Sodium and potassium have opposite effects on heart health. High salt increases blood pressure, while high potassium intake helps to relax blood vessels to excrete the sodium and decrease blood pressure.
So keeping your potassium intake up goes a long way to maintaining the water-mineral balance you need. If you lower your intake of salty foods at the same time you increase the potassium foods you eat, you can counter the negative impacts of too much salt in the bloodstream.
The best food source of high potassium content are common everyday foods. Dried beans, dark leafy greens, potatoes, squash, yogurt, fish, avocados, mushrooms, and bananas. Include some of these in your diet every day.
The average American consumes 1.5 teaspoons of salt a day. If you think your diet is average, it would be wise to cut down on salt and eat more potassium-rich food. If you are over 50, have high blood pressure or diabetes, it's essential.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Joy Hostler, Jay Renzulli, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening.